It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The 139th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show finishes tonight at Madison Square Garden after 2 days of breed competitions at Piers 92 and 94. Best in show will be announced as dogs compete in 7 groups. The winners of 4 were chosen last night. WNYC's Sarah Montague has been covering the show for 15 years now and was at the garden last night. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Richard.
So was it exciting?
It's always incredibly exciting. It's an extreme sport for the audience as much as for the dogs.
So what groups were judged and what were the results?
The groups last night were the hound group, the toy group, a miscellaneous category called non-sporting, and the herding group.
Talk about some of the new breeds or the interesting breeds that you encountered.
Well, that was one of the interesting things. You know, there are dogs that always seem to do well at this show. Poodles, terriers, bichons. But last night, particularly in the hound group, there were a couple of really unusual choices. The otter hound is actually the rarest dog in America, and that dog placed second in his class. And the black and tan coonhound also placed in that class. Another really interesting placement last night was the Sholo y Cuentle. Just try saying that 3 times fast. The Sholo, as they are naturally shortened to, is an ancient Mexican breed prized by the Aztecs, but they're relatively rare. This particular dog, whose name is Armani, was extraordinarily beautiful. I was just mesmerized following him in the ring, and I asked his handler, Gwen DeMilto, about him. He has a beautiful, eerie face. Is that common?
Yes, he does. He does. And he has a beautiful soul. You look into his eyes, you can see his soul.
And they're actually almost reptilian. They have these green-gold bodies and these snake-like eyes, but extraordinarily beautiful.
Now, which dogs place first?
In the hound group, the winner was a 13-inch beagle. Beagles never used to do particularly well here until about 4 years ago. The beagle Uno became the poster boy of Westminster. This was a little 13-year-old girl. She's very spicy. She moves like a motor. And her handler said, you know, beagles are a bit obsessive, and her ability to do things over and over and over again was really helpful. And then the toy winner was a Shih Tzu. This is a toy dog. They look like crazed mandarins. They have incredible hair with little clips and painted eyes. And this particular dog really delivers on his breed standard, which is arrogant carriage required, says his handler. Also, interestingly enough, this dog is co-owned by Patricia Hurst Shaw, which brought up a lot of headline space today.
So, as in the Patty Hearst.
As in the Patty Hearst.
There's another dog that's being talked about as a favorite. Matisse, right? This is the Portuguese water dog, who's related to President Obama's pet, Sonny?
That is absolutely true. This is, in fact, Matisse's second shot at this. Actually, I'm sorry, this is Matisse's third shot at this. He's been best in his group 3 years in a row. He's a relatively young dog. And while dog shows are not like horse racing, there's not a fixed outcome. You can't place your bets on them. But he's certainly a fabulous example of his breed. The thing is that when I've been interviewing judges for years, and you know, all these dogs are champions. They're all great looking. And the judges always say, I go in there and I'm looking for the one who says to me that night, pick me. So this could be Matisse's night.
And Sarah, you've been covering this for 15 years now. What's the most fun thing for you going to the dog show?
Some years it's just the amazing number of things that come under the heading of dog, the absolute marvel of diversity and complexity that all come under the heading of dog, all bred for different things. They often have a kind of tactful way of eluding the fact that hounds are mostly bred to dispatch small animals and move right on to what a great family pet they make. But all dogs had some function. Sometimes it's just to make us happy. And on Westminster night, they all make us happy.
And later tonight, the Best in Show will be announced. Sarah, if you had to make a prediction or perhaps your favorite breed, which dog do you think is going to win?
I'm kind of partial to the beagle because I'm a beagler myself, but I agree with the bet hedging people who think that this may be Matisse's night.
We have a slideshow on our website, WNYC.org, of some of the competing dogs, as well as the American Kennel Club's Meet the Breeds event this past weekend. WNYC's Sarah Montague. Sarah, thanks so much.
Not at all. Thank you, Richard.